Our task is to turn Bulgaria into a normal country, not a perfect one. Each human being finds it much more natural to live in a world where the state doesn't choke him by the throat, doesn't determine his views or teach him how to live. The European structures are our guarantees. These are the famous words of Filip Dimitrov said during the roundtable back in 1990. A year and a half later, the renowned lawyer headed the first democratically elected government of the Union of Democratic Forces, or UDF. How did it all end up like that? The Great National Assembly developed and voted the new constitution that caused disunity among the parties of the UDF. Besides that, there were agents of the state security infiltrated into all those parties. Even the UDF chair Petr Beron was revealed as one, and that exacerbated the conflicts within the union. The selection of a new chair was necessary. The compromise was a person that was not an MP, had no claims, and who could be changed at any time. Fate and chair of the Green Party Alexander Karakachanov pointed at legal expert Filip Dimitrov. Thus, the UDF barely but for good won the 1991 elections on November the 4th, but couldn't constitute its own government. Answering the question of Rumyan Ozunova during the election night on whether the UDF had coalitional intentions, the premier-to-be gave the line that prompted his future style and turned into an example for public speech in our latest history.
Третата политическа сила, коме ще бъде ДПС. И в такъв случай, едва ли без някаква градивна коалиция с ДПС, ще се мине.
It looks like the Movement for Rights and Freedoms will be the third force, and it seems that some coalition is necessary. Does the UDF intend to create such a coalition? And now the answer, Mrs. Uzunova. I would like to point out that today we can ascertain some things or we can ascertain others. We still don't know which political forces will participate in the parliament, and we have even less knowledge on the stance of the political forces taking part in the parliament regarding the participation in the future government. But in any case, we will rely on the parliamentary support of the Movement for Rights and Freedoms, as we have underlined many times. November the 8th, 1991, the UDF managed to constitute the first democratic government with the support of the Movement for Rights and Freedoms. Economic reforms were kicked off and the foreign policy of the country got its Euro-Atlantic orientation on the road towards the European integration. On January the 15th, 1992, Bulgaria was the first to recognize the independence of Macedonia. In August, Filip Dimitrov became the first Bulgarian Prime Minister on an official visit to Israel. Those were all strong initial international steps. However, the home policy was not that successful. The coalitional partner rejected the idea for opening the files of the former state security. The transformation of the political power into economic one was strengthening, and abandoned circles from the field of sports set up the first so-called insurance companies, actually for racketeering. The Yugoslavian embargo turned into a favorable environment for the starting of their illegal business activities. At the same time, the government had to solve urgently privatization issues and problems related to the restitution of the properties nationalized after September 9, 1944. There was strong and organized opposition to all these steps towards market economy and the restoration of justice among the society, both in the parliament and outside of it. On February the 4th, 1992, a scandal burst out known as That List. It involved six secret documents that were brought into the Turkish embassy by MRF leader Ahmet Dugan. Dawes enlisted about 1,300 names of all agents of the Bulgarian intelligence. Dugan was held by Stoyan Ganev and Živko Popov, former deputy interior minister from the totalitarian period, close to the daughter of the dictator Todor Živkov Ludmila. The handing of the documents was stayed by the services. The actions of Dugan were illegal and he had to be sentenced, but the UDF decided to cover the whole story, being afraid of the possible withdrawing of the Movement for Rights and Freedom's support for the government. Dugan was said to be innocent and the whole thing was declared to be a provocation of the former state security. A few months later, Ahmed Dugan would say his thank you by ordering his party to vote against the confidence vote requested by Filip Dimitrov. In 2007, Ahmed Dugan was exposed as agent Sava of the state security by the dossier committee. However, there were several other important events that turned 1992 into dreadful for the government. On August 30th, President Željo Želev gave a press conference in Bujana known as the Bujana Meadows, where he blamed the government for having declared a war on all media, trade unions, the Bulgarian Orthodox Church and the presidential institution. The cleavage of the parliamentary group was the result of the press conference as 23 MPs close to Želev left it. On September the 18th, State Security Agent General Brigadier Sporuhov, at that time a director of the National Intelligence Service, fabricated the affair with the so-called export of arms into plans that Bulgaria would send to Macedonia as support. There were no proofs at all that the Prime Minister had violated the law, but another provocation mined the democratic rule and accelerated its end. On October the 28th, the motion of confidence requested by Filip Dimitrov due to reasons of morality was destined and the government had to resign. Despite all difficulties, the first government of the UDF managed to take the country on the road to market economy that resulted in its NATO and EU membership around 15 years later.
За утре днес вече ценя всяка минута и какво от това, че ще има цветя в моя дом, в моя хол, в моя панелен комплекс. Искам цвете едно, но сега едно, но сега, защото утре започва от днес.
Утре започва от днес.
Нищо не ми обещавай за утре. Аз искам сега удобни обувки и какво това, че широк света. Щом душата е тясна, как бих могъл да порасна? То е все едно да умра, не от болестта, от стрес, защото утре започва от днес.
Утре започва от днес.
Всяка минута и какво това, че ще има цветя в моя дом, в моя хол, в моя панелен комплекс. О, искам цвете, но сега, цвете, но сега. започва от днес.